You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. An event next week brings in veterans from all around Wisconsin to present their writing and their art to the community. It's called Veterans Express Themselves. It's taking place at Whitehall Memorial High School in western Wisconsin. It's on Saturday, November 7th. The Heartbeat Center for Writing, Literacy, and the Arts will sponsor that event. Scott Schultz joins us now. He's founder of the Heartbeat Center for Writing, Literacy, and the Arts. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
And Howard Sherpy is with us. He's a Vietnam veteran and founding member of the Madison Group Deadly Writers Patrol. Howard, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
Well, Scott, let's start with you. What inspired this event?
Well, in part, Howard.
Okay.
One of the missions, the biggest mission of the Heartbeat Project, is to find people who aren't stereotypical writers and artists and to get them to create. And me being a veteran myself and non-stereotypical looking and acting writer, I wanted to tap the veteran side of things about that, with that. And when I mentioned Howard, Howard's been an inspiration in getting veterans around Wisconsin writing for quite a few years now, and has developed into a great writer himself. And then a couple of years ago, I was sitting and watching the national Arts Day for veterans out in Washington, and I was watching on television, and I said, hey, I don't think we have one of those for Wisconsin. And I said, there it is. It all kind of just came together.
Now, Howard, let's bring you in on this. How has your experience as a veteran influenced your writing?
I think it has to a great deal, especially some of my early writings. With the Deadly Writers Patrol, what we did was a bunch of us vets got together who liked to write and decided to meet every week, and we'd do some writing. And at first it was about Vietnam or Vietnam experiences. And then as time went on, it evolved completely into just plain writing. It didn't have to be about Vietnam. And I think it helped everybody. We found that writing is very therapeutic also. And a lot of the guys who were doing the writing had never really talked about or especially written about any of their experiences. And it really helped get some of the demons out, I think, for them.
I wanted to ask you more about that. Scott mentioned, Howard, that you encourage other veterans to write. Why is it important for veterans to have, whether it's writing or other kinds of art, that kind of creative outlet?
Well, I think any of those things are great ways to just get some of the things that are inside you and bothering you out into the open, and then you can examine them, especially with writing. You write about some experience that perhaps you went through, and then when you're all done with writing about it, you just let it sit there for a while and kind of go back to it and look. And sometimes it's just not as bad as it was when you were first writing about it. Some of the sting goes out of it, if you want to put it that way.
And Scott, take us to this event in a couple weeks in Whitehall. What are we going to see if we go there?
I just want to add one thing about what Howard said right at the end of that you let things set. In finding the writers and artists, there's still a lot of veterans that I'm bumping into at the moment who've maybe written something 10 or 15 years ago, or and they say, well, I don't know if I want to necessarily share that, and fair enough. And that's an event for some of these folks to actually share with what they're doing. What they're going to be seeing is at 10 a.m., we're going to open the doors to our visual arts. We have all genres of all different kinds of visual art that'll be presented there. And then our schedule originally has us at noon starting readings and any performance art programs that come in. And just in the past 72 hours, actually, because of the Deadly Writers Patrol group, a couple of the founding members are Craig Warner and Doug Bradley,
sure,
right here in town, and you're probably
familiar
with their book, We Got to Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, and they're out in Massachusetts on their way back probably right now. We're going to put them on at 11 a.m. that day with their presentation, which should be, you know, if nothing else, all else aside, if they have some of the cool Vietnam era music, that's good enough to come in. But we have these
people would really enjoy that, yep, segment of the program.
Absolutely, I think so, Howard. And at noon, like I said, readings of all sorts, poetry, a few essays, and by the way, this isn't as Howard suggested. The writing and the arts evolve for a lot of veterans, so a good portion of this isn't going to be necessarily military related. There will be some of that, and there will be some powerful military related, excuse me, writing especially. But it's really a celebration of veterans' creativity that we're doing.
Talking to Scott Schultz and. I'm sorry, excuse me, talking to Scott Schultz and Howard Sherpy. They're talking about an event on November 7th. It'll be at Whitehall Memorial High School. It's called Veterans Express Themselves, opportunity for veterans from Wisconsin and I think beyond, actually, to share their writing, their visual art, performance art. Howard, I wanted to ask you, there may be veterans from different eras listening right now who maybe haven't explored their creative side. How would you encourage them to take up writing or painting?
Well, first of all, I guess if they're in the area of the program, I'd encourage them to come so they can hear some of that. And you know, in our Deadly Writers Patrol, excuse me, we had a couple of World War II veterans, and we had a Korean veteran, and they fit right in with all of us Vietnam vets. And they wrote about things from those times that they had never touched before either. So I think that if someone from that era or from those wars would like to get involved in something like this, just sit down and start writing some of your remembrances, or get with another veteran or two and write together. Sometimes that's a good way to do it, because you don't feel as alone then. And then you can read your writings to each other, too. It really helps when you aren't just putting them on paper, but sharing them with other veterans who have been there and know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Howard, I've heard that sometimes the best help for veterans dealing with wartime experiences is being connected with other veterans who have been through the same thing.
Correct.
And Scott, I wanted to ask about the venue here. I thought that was interesting. Why might Whitehall Memorial High School?
It was convenient for me. to be the most honest, but also that venue, it's Memorial High School, mm-hmm. And it's like so many other areas in Wisconsin. But at the high school, they actually have their veterans honored right within the high school, mm-hmm. And when I was just looking around for the venues, I touched bases there, and these people just jumped all over it. Mm. And most interesting, and this is something that I hope increases as this program progresses in future years, the history teachers in the school and in a couple of the other area schools are doing, you know, extra credit programs with their students, high school students, to learn some of the, you know, to come in and hear some of these readings and see this art.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go ahead, Howard.
That's another thing that I should bring up. When we were doing our writing as Deadly Writers Patrol, Craig Warner is a professor at the UW, and he teaches a class on Vietnam. And he would have us come in and talk and read our writings to his students, and kind of open their eyes too.
Well, Howard, thank you. We're all out of time, Scott. Howard, thank you so much for joining us today. And actually, Scott, I wanted to give you a chance to give a plug if people still want to contribute.
If people still want to contribute, look at the Heartbeat Center for Writing, Literacy, and the Arts on the website, on Facebook. And one other thing quickly about that venue. It's surrounded by things. Howard was involved, and I was involved in the siting of the High Grounds Veteran Memorial Project in Neillsville, which is just a few miles away. And you know, there are other. It's Veterans Day week, so you know, we're inviting people to stop past those places and come and see us.
Wonderful. We've been talking to Scott Schultz and Howard Sherpy about the Veterans Express Themselves event, November 7th in Whitehall, Wisconsin. Stick around; more to come here on Central Time.